is Irene.
Hi, this is Victor.
You're listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful.
I'm Victor Volkman, and I'm speaking from Ann Arbor, Michigan, with Irene Watson of Reader Views.
Well, Victor, loving Healing Press, and you say you are in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So tell me, how did you get started in publishing?
As you say, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try and keep it as short as I can. I was in the middle of a training class called the Self-Expression Leadership Program, and I was working on a project which basically involved collecting new information for a website. And at the end of the project, I realized that, you know, more web pages probably wouldn't make a difference because, you know, if people find us on the web, they find us on the web. What would really make a difference would be repackaging and repurposing this information in a book form so that people could hold in their hands everything that we could possibly offer them about our nonprofit organization, which is the Traumatic Incident Reduction Association, or as we like to call it, www.tir.org. So that was really the impetus for my first book project, which is called Beyond Trauma. And it was within a month of publishing that myself as a self-published book that I ran into another therapist named Rick Ritter, who had been trying to pitch his manuscript for the better part of 2 years and wasn't getting the time of day from publishers. And, you know, I said, Rick, this is a great idea. I want to publish your book.
Uh-huh.
And his book was on dissociative identity disorder, which is something that was formerly called multiple personality disorder.
Right.
And a year later, we came out with Got Parts, which is now the number one selling book on Amazon in that category.
Wow.
It's been a tremendous help for people who are suffering from this disorder, which is really just a result of intense childhood trauma. And that kind of inspired me to, you know, to give other people a voice in the world. And that's really what it's all about.
So what kind of books do you publish or not publish besides what you just said? And then obviously, when I looked on your website, you have quite a number of books.
Yeah, that's a great question. Whenever I try and describe what I do, as soon as people get in their head the difference between a printer and a publisher, which a lot of people don't really know the difference, their eyes light up, and that whatever project that they've had in the back of their mind for 10 years, you know, well, great, can you publish my cookbook or whatever? And we have a very specific mission, and the mission is involved with, you know, presenting new therapies that provide a new thinking for what's possible in healing. So that kind of rules out a lot of categories, cookbooks
right.
being one of them. Although many people say, you know, food heals the soul, that's a little bit of a stretch for what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
So we do self-help, psychology, and New Age titles.
Uh-huh.
And I find that the New Age titles kind of encompass a really large range of people with interesting opinions and ideas that really just don't fit into the conventional mold. And they have a lot to say about what's possible for human beings in the life that we're living.
Uh-huh. So just as you were talking, Victor, you mentioned the printer and you mentioned publisher.
Right.
And you said that a lot of people don't know the difference. And so what is the difference?
Well, you think of it, a publisher is sort of the guy who's pulling the strings, if you will. I manage a network of people, which includes both suppliers and vendors and resellers and people who are involved in marketing and authors. So basically, I'm connecting one thing to another. I'm connecting authors to editors and then editors to the book printing process and then the book printing process onto book distributors. So it's all, successful publishing is all about building and deploying relationships. It's not about putting ink on paper because anybody and everybody can do that.
Uh-huh. So basically, that's what a printer is puts ink on paper.
Yeah, yeah. You can go down to Kinko's and print all you want, but it isn't the same as, you know, publishing.
The whole package.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access.
AuthorsAccess.com. Our mission is to get new authors published and make published authors successful. And if you want to participate, just send us an email to info@authorsaccess.com.
Look for Authors Access on Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The first show date will be announced very soon, so stay tuned.